Blog Talk Radio.
Every one of us has heard the call. Brothers of true metal, proud and standing tall. We know the power within us has brought us to this fall.
Ready with your host, Tavic, co-host Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly here. I said we go on another track, Boondocks, Just Die.
Put a hole in your soul, make your blood run cold. Put a hole in your soul, 9 millimeter hole, make your blood run cold.
Today and you don't want it, homie. Fuck what you're trying to say. Your whole existence phony. Talking so much shit, you need a motherfucking breath, man. And when I hit you with that Glock, you wonder where your breath went. Always quick to take the dick about your mouth to jack your jaw. Guess your bitch, your baby bitch would take her time to jack me off. But unlike what she be, what you do, she swallowed it. Now you wanna give me attitude, and she hollow tip.
blow your motherfucking brains out. Do the world a favor, ho, and try to fix a big mistake. Pull the trigger, send your soul to hell for fucking heaven's sake.
Put a hole in your soul, 9 millimeter, homie, make your blood.
Backstabbing motherfucker, hide behind computer screens with fake names and magazines. Boy, you need to be a man and grow some nuts and step to me. Run up on you, hit you with that
1-2-1-2.
What you gonna do when I
come through, son? You
be a fucking cat, put a 9 millimeter, better run, motherfucker. Every time that I see you, if I see a motherfucker, then I wouldn't wanna be ya. Hit you with them heat seekers, I fucking knew it that I saw a pussy cat. I pointed to you when they asking where the pussy at.
You cocksucking motherfucker.
Check my fucking blood pressure. Pop a couple pills and then I'm coming to get you.
Put a hole in your soul. Make your blood run cold.
Nowhere to hide and all the bullshit inside. You committed a terrible crime.
And we're back. Up next, Kill Devil Hill, War Machine.
Yeah.
up next?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Welcome to the family.
Hey kid, do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living.
Life's so reckless, tragedy endless. Welcome to the family.
Hey, is there something missing? Only time will alter your vision.
Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
Not long ago, you find the answers were so crystal clear. Within a day, you find yourself living in constant fear. Can you look at yourself now? Can you look at yourself?
You can't win this fight.
In a way, it's be there. No one to come with our thoughts of the numbing of feelings unsure. We all have emptiness inside.
$85 an hour.
Chilling at the studio. $85 an hour. So hurry up and loop a beat, Mike. Come on. I'm Violent J, but my homies call me shithead. But that's my homies. See you, I'm Violent J, bitch. I put my boys on a track even though they suck.
Yo, dog, I'm Dave. I don't give a fuck.
I did a record deal. I signed a contract. Technically, for Island, I can only rap. But fuck that. With Twisted, I'm a still spit. Even though I got a cold and I sound like shit. What the fuck was that? Fuck it, leave it in, this shit is fat. You heard this beat 80 times, I'm a still freaking. And if you notice, my shit don't even rhyme. Look at that, I ain't even got a rap and it's still fat. My shit went gold, I got fat knots. And you're still flying in park
stacks, please? Harry, hey, this is Slim Anus down at the cannery. Dick Shooter left the bulletin. Something about you filling in his slot tonight down at the garage. We got a casement of fudge. We need as many Packers we can get, Sacks.
Hello?
My name is Jamie Madrox and I got fat balls. I'm always urinating in the motel halls.
Right.
I got a big head that never fits a hat. So you ain't see me wearing a damn thing green, bitch. I'm far from rich, I got a hoofie. With a smash in the fender and in the back too. I got a broken taillight and I'll smash you, bitch. Get out of my way, we got clown love. Fat props to the lyrical Tom Dub. N-O, and I can't even spell a rest. It takes too long and I need a fucking cigarette. I can't hear, my right ear's mad whack. So shut the fuck up and listen, I'm getting ass kicking. I slap holes and call them bitches to their face and scream my fuck off, bitch, twist it into place. So back up, recognize and check up. Cause simply, my dear, I don't give a fuck.
Yo, this Mo Styles in this piece. What's up, son? Yeah, what's up, John? I'm looking for this deal, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got Rasta bus for y'all. Y'all ready for more shots? I'm about to kick this flow. You ready for this shit or what?
Yeah.
Where are you, son? I'm Mo Styles. I'm straight from the hood. I got all my peoples on 1-800 and Crenshaw. We coming hard.
My name's Too Dope and sometimes Shaggy. Sometimes Shag and sometimes Gwee. I get mad stupid, I get mad ill. Locked down on R5, fuck it, I do this still. Suck my nuts back like a slingshot, I plant them in your mouth. Hit my hips like Elvis, wiggle in my pelvis. Last shit that step, I apply the camera clutch and stretch his back like a motherfucking bungee jump. What?
Back to make you smile more. I let my nutsack drag on the tile floor. I kick freestyles for miles. My gold comes in piles. I worked on Belle Isle. I picked up deer shit and now I spit raps. I snap your neck because my freestyles are fresh.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
What's going on, my N-word?
How much, my G word?
Let's see.
So let me get this straight. The final match that they gave us of the night was Santino versus fucking Antonio Cesaro again?
Were you not entertained?
No. Probably because of the fact I saw that match already. When fucking Santino returned, his first match was against Cesaro, and he beat Cesaro.
Yeah.
And could fucking Paul Heyman be any gayer? Gets down on his knees and proposes to Ryback.
Yeah, that storyline needs to go away. It's too fruity.
I mean, shit, that's true. You know, that, and the funny thing is, Darren Young is gay, but that entire fucking storyline makes that motherfucker look straight.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that shit's about.
Like, really? That's what you give us? You give us?
I think Brock Lesnar's going to get a little jealous to keep this going.
Yeah. All I know is that was just... No. No. And you have that little fucking midget-looking bull. Supposed to be a bull running around the fucking shit. Like, running around there, looking like a moron himself.
That's no way to talk about yourself, man. You know you were the bull coming out. You know, hopping around.
I think I'm taller than the bull. But there you go. Now the WWE has a new storyline they can do. They can finally give us a new match. The Leprechaun versus the Bull.
Yeah, because that sounds interesting.
Hey, better than seeing it happen. All these rematches that we see.
Then we already see this midget shit. Mini Boogeyman versus Mini, I guess, Finley.
at one time he did, but we haven't seen that shit in a while, and now they're bringing him back up fucking, they're bringing midgets back in with him. I mean, Hornswoggle was there, that midget-looking retarded bull was there.
So why is it that I don't remember the first Matador person?
I don't know.
That debuted back in 91. On this same day.
I don't even remember it.
I don't remember that doing it at all. But apparently this already happened. But instead of one person, it's two now.
Unfortunately, yes. And now we get to see, and just think, SmackDown, we get to see another rematch. The Big Show versus The Shield.
Ooh.
Maybe this time around, fucking Big Show won't cry. He'll just start knocking people out.
Man, it's very painful to watch The Shield wrestle.
Yes. It really is. It's more painful when you see them fucking win.
Like, for fuck's sake, man, the Usos are more entertaining than them, but they get nothing.
I know, right?
Like, at least they fly around the ring and shit. What do? They do chokeholds, gay little jump punches, and a fucking spear. Ooh.
Yeah.
God, Roman Reigns is a fucking terrible wrestler. I can't get over it.
Yeah, and now they have him in WWE 2K14 as an actual player this time.
Man, I'm going to fucking whoop that dude's ass. I'm going to show him all my fucking grapples. Now, if only that could happen in real life, man. Show him that there's more than just a spear.
But I don't know, but every single time I'm watching I watch them wrestle, like, I feel like I'm in a fucking online match with somebody.
Dude, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Spear! Over and over.
Yeah, but it's always funny whenever you got them beefed up guys on there or whatever that only do moves like that, and then you beat them. They're like, how did you beat me? Because you did one move.
Yeah, Gringo.
Then what?
I said, yeah. Yeah, Gringo.
Gringo?
Yeah.
The fuck are you smoking?
I have no idea, but I was at work and some Mexican dude called me Gringo.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Apparently white boy in Spanish.
Okay, then.
I'm just looking at him like, why are you calling me Gringo?
Why was he even talking to you?
I have no idea.
That's all he said?
Yeah. All he does is points at the cart and goes, Gringo. Like, no.
So the cart's a white boy?
Apparently.
What the fuck?
Spanish people aren't that smart.
Obviously.
Yay, I get to work again tomorrow night.
Yay!
Hopefully tomorrow night, I don't want any stupid Mexicans calling fucking Kurt Gringo. Or dumbasses that look retarded when the fucking carts are locked up and looking at you like, what's going on? Well, it's a sign that's on the cart, and you might figure it out for yourself.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm confused on where the fuck you work. I thought you were back at the hospital.
Oh, man, I'm back at, I'm at Pray Free.
Whatever happened to that hospital thing?
And I quit that place once I applied for football, once I got work at Pray Free back in, well, April.
Oh, but then I thought you won that fucking law thing or whatever, and then you could go back.
Yeah, and then, like I said, I quit there once I got hired for Press Rate, and then I was off for like about a month from Press Rate because of the fact I ended up getting hurt. I ended up getting hurt in the meat department.
You got hurt in the meat department. That's probably not the story you want to tell people. So now you're back on the carts.
Yep.
You finally stepped it up to the meat department, and now you got hurt. You're off for a while. Now you're back to the carts.
Yep.
Jeez, talk about downgrading.
Yeah.
What's up getting hurt with the meat, motherfucker?
I should share this picture to your wall.
Yeah. What, is it a picture that Cherry's going to like?
More than likely.
Since she likes everything you post?
It's got some gothic dude with a fucking Slipknot t-shirt on. It says, even if you hate everything, no one hates hula hoops.
Oh, man, I've seen that picture a lot of times, right?
Well, this comment to it makes no sense. Wally Quensberry goes, wow, people are just stupid anymore.
Yeah, I mean, look at that dude's name.
Yeah, Quensberry. Like, really? Yeah, that's your last name? Quisenberry?
Wally, that's your first name?
maybe I should just start calling you fucking Quasimodo.
Does he got a hump on his back?
I don't know, probably. So, I've come to the conclusion that, Okay, what the hell is his name? Oh, yeah, Ryback is a member of Team Rocket.
Team Rocket? He's on Pokemon now?
Well, I mean, considering the fact, he comes, like, every single time you see him, whether it be a shirt, fucking his leotard, whatever the fuck that is, or his fucking entrance, all you see is an R, which is usually what fucking Team Rocket normally has. So either A, he's a part of Team Rocket, or B, they just decided to steal Team Rocket shit.
He pretty much stole everything off of people.
Yeah. Fucking, he stole shit off of fucking RVD, Goldberg,
yeah.
Team Rocket.
Yeah. Team Rocket. So are you saying that is a Pokemon of choice is a walrus?
Yes.
Is there even a walrus Pokemon?
I think so, yeah. If I remember correctly, it was Walren. Or Walrein or something like that. So, yes, there is a walrus Pokemon.
Wow.
And he caught one.
Yeah. More like he caught Ryback.
Yeah. In a gay way. He proposed to him.
and proposed him with a pokeball.
Yeah, and fucking Brad Maddox. I don't know. Brad Maddox could be some kind of Pokemon out there. Mr. Mime. He's creepy.
That fucking clown one.
Yeah, that's what that. Yeah, that'd be the clown one.
Clown mime thing, whatever the hell it is.
Yep, that's Brad Maddox. Let's see. Now I can finally watch the beginning of Raw.
Well, how the hell did you know about the damn midget Bolden?
Because when I got home, I rewound it to that part. That's the part that, you know, I was able to rewind to.
Man, all you missed was fucking Big E fight CM Punk.
So, Big E actually showed up and wrestled. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I've been considering if I've been able to see that motherfucker anymore, you know, since they made it to where he's no longer allowed to go with AJ Lee out to the ring.
Why did they do that?
I don't know, that they thought that he was intimidating the other divas.
But yet now she comes out with Tamina. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, right? Man, why the fuck did I get invited into a fucking Spanish group again?
It's probably that dude that saw you today.
And I hope not. Yeah, I got invited to fucking Fame Hack. Well, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Yeah. Just whenever you thought a group couldn't get any worse, man, that fucking singles group, man, went straight to fucking hell.
Why? Well, what happened this time?
Not only has there been Smash and Pass bullshit, but you got people in there that clearly aren't even juggalos and shit, posting like dick pictures, saying they're gonna fuck kids, kept fucking with everybody and shit, man. It's completely dead in there.
Wow.
Yeah. And apparently there's only one admin in there, and he's never been on.
Yeah, I know.
Man, he probably left the group or something.
Probably. I mean, it'd be nice if I could fucking take over this damn group, because then, you know, I'd actually run it better than that motherfucker does.
Well, add that dude on Facebook.
Well, the good news is Dakota Bones left. He goes, I heard a lot of talk on how the admin of Single Douglas is a possible chomo. With that, I am leaving the group.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
Is that some shit off of like South Park or something?
Probably. This is just retarded. I mean, this shit down, I'm fucking going through everything, like, what the fuck?
It's a whole big clusterfuck in there now. It's not even worth looking through. You thought the Smash or Pass shit was bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that person that you told me to have fun with yesterday, there was no way in hell I was going to fucking comment on that shit. It's just, he just kept repeating himself in every fucking comment. I was reading through that, and at least 10 of the comments was him saying the same fucking thing.
Oh, man.
It's like, all right, man, we understand that the unveiling track was about God. Okay? The whole fucking CD was about God. Okay? It's called Shangri-La, motherfucker. Okay? The heavenly side of shit. That's the only argument that dude had.
Yeah, I know.
And he had to keep pointing that out. And pointing it out. And pointing it out.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck. Think about have to ask you that. The only thing I said the entire time, the entire show was Ghetto G, have fun.
Yeah, and then when I saw the comments, like, what is that? Somebody else gonna challenge my opinion or whatever the fuck he said?
I should have said yes. Well,
so I had to go all the way back up the fucking top of these comments to see what this dude even fucking said.
Yeah, he didn't say shit.
And all he talked about was the unveiling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, if you listen to the lyrics and the songs that you supposedly listen to, and that you're a fan of... Well, no shit. Thanks for pointing out that song to us. Nice. Who would have never guessed? Well, if that's the case, why don't you point out that they used to talk about killing fucking rednecks and shit, but now we're all good friends. Why don't you point that out, too?
Yeah. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Captain Obvious.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you're this entire group just went dead. I was going through it all, you know, this bullshit.
Yeah. See how much of no lives these people have? I thought I had no life. But fuck, man.
Oh, man. Here's a dumbass fucking... Hey, Sammy going, I'll be posting some more of my delicious penis to debut in, like, a couple of minutes. This is high-class pornographic material that I'm deciding to give to you for free. Enjoy the art, and don't forget the floss. How the hell did you get this?
That dude wishes he was funny, though.
Yeah, right. He's like, you ain't funny. You're retarded, and we don't know how to, even know how the fuck you got in here.
That group got raided by a lesbian hacker, and that thing.
Yeah, right.
And nobody will remove them. So, that group is gonna have a bunch of nonsense in it.
If I can find some way to fucking hack into it and make myself a goddamn admin.
fucking reported that group.
Man, I would too.
It's probably just going to screw me over in the long run. Because Facebook probably will be like, ha, 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 fuck you. Like they always do.
I don't. Okay, let me see something here. Work group. Let's see what happens here. Did not work out.
So, do you have ABK come out and play on the soundboard?
I can check. Let's see. Let me go up from Tech 9. I don't remember how I don't remember scrolling down to Tech 9, but okay.
Well, you did just play a, what was that, a Twisted song, ICP song.
Yeah, that was under ICP.
Well, I don't know how the hell you got under Teton.
I don't either. There we go, come out to play.
Rock.
And we're back. All right, so I sent the admin of that group fucking a message.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see if he responds or not. Probably not.
Probably be like, I don't care.
Yeah, probably. What's funny is that, one thing that's funny is that this dude isn't even fucking isn't even online ever.
I've never seen him post anything.
I haven't either. If you go to his page, if you go to his page, like the last thing he posted up, well, the last thing he was there was from July of July 23rd.
At least he posted this year.
Yeah, except it wasn't from this. It wasn't even from him. It was someone fucking posting up spam up on there, and all he did was like it.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, now apparently this dude, I don't know, since this dude hasn't been around for quite some time, though, like I said.
Probably dead.
Yeah, probably.
Now what?
Oh, shit, man. Find me a way to fucking hack into this group so that way I can fucking get shit done.
I checked, I wasn't a hacker, so I don't know how to do that. You'll have to hit up Selena Gomez.
Well, let's see here. You got a big fat ugly bitch trying to join Single Juggler Juggalettes. You're rejected.
Yeah, have some self-respect.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the same damn thing? Got some dumbass, some bitch named Brittany Weigel up in there saying date or marry.
Thing is, I wouldn't do either.
I wouldn't either. Inky Bridgman, this juggalette got dumped today. Good.
Yeah, that's like them people that post up, my whatever's father died. Like, why are you telling everybody that?
Yeah.
Like, we know these people.
This. The fact that people be going, admin, Sammy needs to be dealt with. He's saying he's gonna get off and tea and make my 3-month-old son eat them. He's spreading people's children by fucking them. First of all, an entire fucking sentence was that. That is absolutely horrible to read. And,
that's what happens when you piss off a sped kid. Then they try to type it out. And then it's just like, oh, fuck.
What's even funnier is the fact that, yeah, one says up on here saying, who wants to see Zay Simi life records?
Let's see. Savvy kills Kitty's goes I do. Beth Wright goes me. Austin, what the fuck your name is, goes right here. Blah, blah, blah. And look, Tommy D. Board comments saying, I do need two backup dancers. If you want to be there, be the backup dancers, please message me or call me. RSVP. And we need some break dancers as well.
And speaking of that little girl that you just said, I corrected her on spelling single. She never said anything.
figured. Oh no, man, how many people are retarded up in here nowadays? Oh, they've been retarded, but he got fucking Zay Sammy apparently saying that now he's the captain of the group. Ah.
If you haven't realized by now, that would be the troll havoc.
Oh yeah, I figured that one out already. Then so you got Benjamin Stroud going, even worse at the spelling. So it's just another day of living, even though it puts living.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Y'all, the unwat Ned life of too bad when you're big, a big fat juggalo like me, you stay single forever, makes life not worth living, and just wanted to give up on everything, knowing the fact that you have to change your outer appearance if you want a juggalo to have anything to do with you just makes me not want to live anymore and just makes me hate this world more and more every day. Well, then go kill yourself. Hey, Sammy, a.k.a. Troll. If someone you know and love has died, then I'm laughing at that. You'll never see them again. Go fucking cry, faggot. but... And I think in some way, shape, or form, like I said, I could become, magically become admin of this entire group. I start kicking motherfuckers out. Left to right.
You delete at least 1,000 people out of there.
Yeah. But hey, you know what? I think this might be a good time, to promote our group. If you don't want to, if you're tired of dealing with trolls,
I'll promote it in there, you idiot. Then you're just getting them idiots in there.
Yeah. Well, except we have to approve. We have to approve everyone that comes
just
in.
Saying, that would just bring those fucking morons in there.
Okay, fine. If you're tired of dealing with trolls and morons, come join our group. If you're an idiot, get the fuck away.
Yeah, notice how nobody joined the group when I said if you're sensitive.
Yeah, I know, right?
I would have never expected all these juggalos to be so fucking sensitive.
Yeah. Funny. I think it's funny how, so many people are just, in a group because of this shit. That's just even funnier.
Yeah.
if I do magically become admin somehow, I'm sorry, but the dude that's already admin in here, he's having this shit taken away. Like, he don't do shit.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
I mean, what, you're gonna start up a group and you're not gonna do shit?
He got tons of fucking people in there, though. He's never even online.
Yeah, I know, right?
He just put it out there, and all these people just keep finding it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I said we go to track here. I said we go with something at random. Something very, very random.
Make poop, everybody in the club wanna make poop. Everybody in their car wanna make poop. Everybody going on a date, make poop. Everybody running late, just make poop. When you're dodging traffic cause you gotta take a dump, no matter how good you drive, you'll always hit a bump. But you will get home now sooner or later, but cross your fingers that you have toilet paper. If you got a shit and you're stuck in traffic, your palms will sweat and your ass will twitch. Ain't that a bitch? If it starts to come out, just give your cheeks a pinch. Pinchy, 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 pinch, poop, poop. Have you ever had to take a shit at a zoo? Maybe at school, maybe in a pool. Sometimes I have to take a shit in a drive-thru. Ooh, make poop. This song goes out to the truckers. Man, I feel bad for all you motherfuckers. Make poop. The people who like jumping out of plane. Make poop. The people who get stuck in the rain. Make poop. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Make poop. Everybody just need to make poop. All the girlies do it like Britney Spears, pushing out a nutty buddy face full of tears. Mr. T has problems with his colon, cause every time his shit's a look like Gary Coleman. Whenever you go and take a crap, do you ever turn around and take a look back? Do you shit before you pee? Sometimes I pee before I poop, and when I poop I pee freely. If this song makes you feel weird, make poop. Who cares about the other people, just make poop. Everybody has a butthole, make poop. If someone gets mad, tell them they make poop.
That's it. I haven't heard enough people out there talking about making poop. So what am I gonna do? Make poop again.
Make poop. The people who like smelling their own fart. Make poop. The people who think shitting is an art. Make poop. The people who like riding on a bike. Make poop. Shitting is a part of life. Just make poop. When you're at a party and you see somebody hot, they walk your way but your stomach has a knot. They grab your hand for you to dance. When you get to the floor, you shit your pants. And it lands on your leg and into your shoe. The music stops cause it smells like poo. What you gonna do? You run to the bathroom with your dingleberry stew. Sweaty, slimy, stinky, smelly, fuck, fuck, fuck. You get to the back and the bathroom's locked. Your body gets hotter cause your ass won't shut. Remember when you're out of toilet paper, use a sock. I am Mr. Safety, but my real name is Corey. Believe it or not, I make poop every morning. Make poop, the people in the USA. Make poop, the people who live in the UK. Make poop. Just make poop. All the Asian people do it like Bruce Lee. Shitting out a Milky Way, riding up a tree. African people do it with a beat. One time I almost shit myself riding in my Jeep. Cause I'm just a stupid white boy. I think it's funny when people get annoyed.
When
does this song make you sick? I'll pull down my pants so you can suck my wiener.
People with a shallow mind aren't worth pleasing, cause everything I do is always done for a reason. And it's never the season for misbelieving. So be open with yourself because that's who you must believe in.
Make poop.
And we're back.
Man, you motherfucker, that wasn't random.
Technically, it's random because it's a random.
Don't you toy with me. That ain't no fucking random shit. So how about Facebook told me that group doesn't fit their qualifications for harassment?
What the fuck?
Yeah. It doesn't violate what they consider to be harassment / bullying.
Wow.
So apparently I have to have pictures or something to show them. Why can't they just go in the fucking group and look at it?
I know, right?
Like, you run the fucking site, you dipshit. Click the fucking link and see it.
Oh, and maybe they can get rid of Kareem Abdul-Jamil Robinson.
Why do you keep talking about that dude, man?
Because of the fact, no matter what, you always see his name pop up. It's like, what the fuck? First of all, why is he named Kareem? Why is the next player named Abdul? And why the fuck is it Jamil and Robinson? Like, why do you have a name like that for? Ben Karan. Ass. Fine, ghetto. I'll say his name. Rakim Jaleel Hunter.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no clue. He's in the fucking group somehow. Don't know who the fuck he is, but, yeah. Ree Henderson.
How the fuck do you burn tea?
I don't know.
Well, your buddy Erica seemed to have done that.
I don't even know how to fuck smash that one.
How does somebody burn tea? Like, for real.
I don't know. I didn't even think it was possible.
Hey, look, this chick got engaged to Michael Jackson.
I wonder if she realizes he's dead.
I don't know who the fuck his dude is. It just looks like it'd be Michael Jackson. And that damn girl takes the same fucking picture every goddamn day.
And this bitch fuck is Marley Rose Loveless. Ooty chick is fucking retarded. Why the fuck no ninjas wanna hit me up? Ha ha, I'm a bad girl though. Straight goth.
Dude, you made that sound so fucking stupid.
Well, if you fucking read it, it looks even stupider.
Go ahead, continue with your talking.
Here, you can read it.
I don't want to read it, motherfucker.
First of all, this chick definitely ain't fucking gothic. Two, she can't even sell chick right. Three, she can't sell wanna right. Four, she can't sell straight right.
Jeez, man.
Five,
ugly as all hell, bitch. Nobody wants you. You know, it's not a smash or pass option. I should just say pass.
Yes.
Nobody wants your ass. These dumbasses keep fucking lying to the fucking poor chick. They go, whoop, hit me up, let. Jason Ferguson goes, hit me up, I'm blocked. Dakota Jernigan goes, add me, I'm blacked.
That's a reason not to add you.
And if you can't even spell black right.
Wait, they can't spell black?
No. He meant to say blocked, but he put black.
Wow. It's not even the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, funny is the fact that we got two fucking trolls up in here. One being the lesbian, two being the other dumbass.
He said the lesbian.
Oh, because the troll fucking go comment saying, why the fuck am I in this group? Kira Sakura goes, me.
Yeah, that'd explain it.
So, now we have two trolls up in here.
Man, you got more than that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, my question is, if you're not a let, why the fuck are you joining a single Juggalos and Juggalos group?
To cause trouble. I mean, oh, wait, hold on, let me rephrase that. To cause havoc. Havoc.
No. Fuck out of here. These people are just all retarded. I was gonna go away and die. It'd be great if this dude would fucking actually get online at the seal. Make some new admin.
Relax, it's not gonna happen.
I know. That's why I'll just promote our group. And I think it's funny how someone completely screwed up the Riddlebox track as well.
What tracks
they? Someone made a group saying, it's supposed to be the jokes on you, Riddlebox. They put the jokers on you, Riddlebox.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think it'd be that one, but no, it's the Joker's on you, Riddlebox. Dumbasses. Well, that'll fucking type. Oh, great. Now I'm looking at this group, I think I want to leave because, well, Kid Crusher Howell's up in here. Looking for Let's and Skype.
Oh, that damn kid.
Yeah. And Kathy Starlet's up in here, too. Yay.
Yay!
All this bullshit about fucking Razor by Real. First, I hope she ain't no goddamn fucking admin in here.
So I've noticed that everybody that pretty much owns a PlayStation, they have the fucking controllers tattooed on them. So, should I join that cult?
If you really want to.
Like, what the fuck, man? Can't you just play a system? Do you really have to tattoo it on you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, how about that girl? How about this girl was friends with that stupid lesbian? How about that? I didn't realize anybody on my friends would have that damn girl.
Well, now you know. Hey, look, very Sandoval. Goes, oh my god,
Sandoval.
My boobs are lopsided. Yeah, Sandoval.
Yeah, that girl's fucking ugly.
Yeah, she. Yeah, and her boobs are lopsided too. Is that the ugly version of Oksana?
Man, that girl's really ugly right there, though.
Hell yeah. Let's see. Erin McSherry. She looks good, though. Like her eyes, so you know their contacts. Baby, Tito goes, good night, fam.
Jeez,
what the fuck?
Putting you to sleep.
Yeah, he's an idiot, because he goes, can I get a whoop whoop or a good night or a whoop whoop good night?
No.
No, you definitely cannot.
Now go away.
Yeah, little kid. Veronica Meredith, we do not want to see your fucking belly. Put that shit away, bitch. Yeah, apparently, she's ready to pop. Fine, if you're ready to pop. Here, do me a favor. Give me a pen and I'll pop you.
Nah.
Ah, what the fuck? Everyone's trying to be a fucking rapper nowadays.
Yeah.
A Damon Chittum person is apparently a rapper.
Duh.
At Psychopathic Records.
Man, you got that one dude on my page, man, talking about he got a demo ready or something that one day he's going to send it to Psychopathic. Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah, right. I don't even know where these people are coming from. Thinking, you really think fucking psychopathic would just take anybody? Think that they'll just sign you to Psychopathic? No. Alright. Bam. If you're tired of the trolls, drama, and bullshit, and morons.
Man, dude, why does this sound like a song?
In this group. There you go.
Sounds like a fucking that song by that chick, man. That party and bullshit song. That sounds like exactly what you were saying.
Man, I can't even see all these motherfuckers are infectious. I would have these dumbasses who are giving statuses, and then I ended up not being able to spell.
Oh, man.
I almost put, alright, fam, you're tired of the trolls, drama, and bullshit, in this, come, Jin, Juggalo Rider Radio's dead game. That's supposed to be Join, not Jin.
Wow.
best thing is, we have no special pass. Because you get booted and banned and destroyed and killed.
And destroyed, huh?
Yeah. We feed you to the walrus, known as Paul Heyman. Happens to it. Maybe he decides to join us. In the meantime, I'm gonna wash out my fucking Starbucks coffee thing, and I'm gonna fill it up with some chai latte. Anytime, it's going to be random.
Petro's not random.
No.
It's Friday night, sun, scary, lonely, walking through.
so. So, yeah, Havoc, you going to play that game called, what was it, Payback 2? You can go rob banks with your friends.
Oh, yeah, I'm still going to totally play that game.
Wow, why did you turn into a complete faggot when answering that? I'm so totally going to play that game.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering if we should even allow this motherfucker in our group here.
Well, seeing how he got drama in his name, I would say no.
Yeah, that's definitely a no.
And on top of that, you couldn't even spell Ike. You put a word that doesn't even really exist.
Man, I just now noticed this.
You noticed everything else you misspelled, but not even the first word that you typed.
Hey, look, it's Delina. Guyen, Nguyen.
Man, that girl's so fucking annoying, man. Always complaining about how she's single and shit, and she shouldn't be single, and blah, 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 blah. Well, what the fuck do you do to piss everybody off, man? Oh, damn, look at that ass.
Yeah. I don't know what she does, but, hey, she can do it far away from me. How many whoops can this ninja get? Let's see what the fuck he look like.
Yeah, because that should matter. To whoop whoop at them.
All right, I'll be nice once in their life.
It's not like you're trying to fuck her or anything.
How about the fact that it called in earlier, then hung up, and it never came back?
Oh, yeah? Did it say anything?
No, because we were playing a track, and I was like, I'm meeting her anyway, so hey.
No. Wonderful.
There we go. Now we got niggas fucking joining this group.
Niggas?
Three groups. Yeah. Okay, fine. Spiggers.
What?
I said spiggers.
Spiggers?
Yeah. Spanish niggas. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, you got your niggas, you got your wiggers. Now we got our spiggers.
I see.
Okay. I hate the fact that my iPod fucking restarted, like, you know, updated itself. So I gotta figure out everything to do with this shit.
Retarded!
Unable to create station. Well, then why the fuck are you gonna give me the option to create a fucking radar station with this shit? And you can't even do so. Faggots.
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, well. I got a pistol. Let's go to track.
And we're back.
And wonder if this nightmare of mine was ever going to end.
Yeah, you tell him, Bray Wyatt.
Finally, I understand.
But if they're stupid, man, they had him come out and talk, and that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah.
They will all fall down.
Come on, Bray Wyatt, get out of your chair and just go kiss him already.
Yeah, quit being a lazy bastard.
Yeah.
And now that, like, a while ago when somebody pointed out the fact that whenever he's on the screen, he lights a real fire and that thing, but then when he walks out, he got, like, a LED light and shit. Now that somebody pointed it out, now it's like, ah, you motherfucker. now you see it every time.
Now, what the fuck's the point of that, anyway? Like, why the fuck are you got light a real fire on one, and come out with an LED and another one, and blow off the LED?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because blowing out an LED light works so perfectly, doesn't it?
Man, it's more like he just turns it off. I think it goes out that way.
Exactly, that's my point. I mean, you know, at least if he goes with the fucking fire one, you know, he can just blow it out and... Yeah, but no, they don't do that.
Well, guess what, Havoc? It's the first of the month.
Yeah. First of the month, yeah. Shangri-La. Oh.
What?
And first of the month, yeah. Shangri-La.
Why does that go together?
Because the 4th is the first Friday of the month. Which means Shangri-La. You played all throughout JR on Friday night.
Yeah. For us.
Yeah. And I hate how big Burger King is trying to make people healthy now. Like, what the fuck's the matter with you, motherfuckers?
Who is?
Burger King!
Yeah, right. How are they going to make people healthy?
Because now they got new status fries. 40% less fat and 30% less calories.
Yeah, okay.
All they are just fucking crinkle fries. That's all they are.
Well, that's just great.
They went from having just like little straight fries to crinkle fries. Trick or treat, fuck off. Nobody care about your trick or treat, bitches. Just get back to wrestling already. You know, I honestly thought, you know, that they would end up having, Dolph Ziggler versus Dean Ambrose for a third time for the fucking title for fucking kickoff, or not for Battleground. But no, we have to see Dolph Ziggler versus Damian Sandow.
Yeah, a pointless match.
Yeah. So, my question is, who do you think is going to win between for the world title? Do you think it's going to be RVD or Nicholas?
What did you just say, Nicholas?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, obviously, I want RVD to win.
But obviously, that's probably not going to end up being the case.
But what will really happen... is Del Rio win?
Yeah, pretty much. Hello.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nah.
So, Havoc, this fat girl wants to know, will you introduce her to your mother or keep her a dirty little secret?
Either. I don't want anything to do with you.
Man, I'd say dirty little secret, man. I ain't taking you nowhere.
Who the fuck? There it is, Danielle. What the fucking name is? Yeah, you're definitely gonna be a dirty little secret, man. God damn, you ain't going nowhere with me. I think it's funny how some incompetent. Let's see, Jamie, Shyside, Dark Hawk. Right, it goes. Who is she? I want to add her.
Wow.
And fucking Daniel goes, that's me.
Fucking idiot, man.
Oh, Eddie Murphy, go away. You already have somebody in your life. Stop being as evil. Thirsty.
Man, him and that other guy that were dating that chick, man, they're all in this group now, too, posting pictures.
Hey, that dude, I think it's funny how this dude, William Elliott, goes, both. You could have a lady and a freak. He goes, no, you can't. My question is, was Mary even one of the options of this entire of that entire status?
I don't know.
Because J. Wicked Pappy Tez goes, I would marry. Ah. Yeah. Don't listen to anything about Mary then, motherfucker. Jose Evelaos goes, I had joined some time to this group, and now I realize that it's not just for juggalos and juggalettes. What the hell happened here? This shit smells of fake whores' asses.
Sure does.
Yeah. They came and stole right. Anyways, move on from the idiot. No, that's not going to be possible because they're idiots.
Wow.
So to the idiots up in similar juggalos and juggalettes, all I have to say is, we're here.
Maybe we are. Maybe we aren't.
Yep.
I'm just going through this entire fucking status here. Everybody's fighting with fucking Kira and Taylor.
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Taylor supposed to be like a next name?
I guess.
That means Taylor Hart up in that chat must be up in that group must be gay. One, his first name is Taylor, and his second name is Hart.
Maybe they are.
Oh, he's retarded.
So here's something for you. Did you know the people that were in Insidious are also the same people that are in The Conjuring as ghost hunters?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I watched The Conjuring yesterday, and those people were in there. I was like, wait a minute. Why do I know these two? And they were the same damn people that were in Insidious. They were husband and wife. Again.
No figure.
I was like, really? I was like, they do that stupid ass movie, but then they do this movie, and this movie's actually pretty good. Well, at least the effects were, anyway.
Wait, so you're saying that Insidious 2 was good?
No, The Conjuring, motherfucker. Where are you? Are you not listening to me?
All I heard was Insidious and then The Conjuring and then being the same people and something was good.
Yeah. The fucking husband and wife from Insidious, okay? Those two people are also in The Conjuring, except they're ghost hunters.
Ah, okay. Well, I haven't seen either one of those yet.
So I just thought that was a little weird that, you know, from that movie, they're doing the whole, you know, outer body thing or whatever, blah, blah, blah. The hunting ghosts and evil spirits and shit, you know?
True.
It's pretty much like the same thing, but I'm just saying they're ghost hunters. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That movie wasn't as scary as people make it out to be, though.
Oh, I believe it. I think it's
they may have some unexpected, you know, loud sound, boom, catch you off guard or something, but, like, it's really not all that scary.
Yeah, it doesn't even look scary, period.
Well, people are talking about, this shit is so scary, had me creeped out. I was fucking cracking up whenever, like, the fucking spirits were fucking with a lady and shit and just laughing at her.
This entire fucking group is just funny.
And if Joe was here, he would say, shit's hilarious.
Daddy probably would say that. No one had fucking cracker. Here we go. People fighting, saying, "You're fake, Dom. No, you're fake. I'm real. No, I'm real." Ah!
Yeah. See what people are doing with their lives.
Need oil. Just boring as oil. They have no lives.
You're fake. No, you're fake. You're fake.
I like how we go. Kira goes, "Trinity, Hatcher Girl, Angel Lacrosse. If you ignore me, I will end your life. So please message me. I have info for you."
I'll end your life.
Oh, man.
I love when people tell me they're going to kill me on the internet.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? You know, funny is the fact that you got this Julie Kitchell chick saying, person saying, "I hate when fan gets bashed by other fam." Funny thing is, people have not realized. Here is not a what. She even states, she's not a what.
Well, people are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
They can't read nor see. Nor spell.
So true. How is Kira fake? Man, Kira's not a leg, dumbasses.
Yeah, she's fake as fuck, man. She's
yeah.
In there making people believe her and shit. What the hell?
Exactly. you're saying... All fans, we're family, blah, 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 but, hello, Jordan. Because Mario goes, no, visually goes, "Mario, that's how I lost a Juggalo son, choosing sides." Yeah. If I can just stab him with a fucking something. I got some. Maybe my fucking sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired, man, from work.
Yeah, you haven't done as much work in a while.
Yeah, I know, right?
In a few hours, Havoc is now tired.
I have to go back tomorrow, and then I go back, tonight, then I'll go back Wednesday, and I'm off Thursday. Woo!
Man, motherfucker, you ain't got to go in until 5 p.m.
Yeah, then Wednesday I'm there at 9 a.m.
Well, morning shift, that'd be understandable, but motherfucker, you could sleep all goddamn night, man.
All damn night? You hit all day.
Man, I'm talking from now. So you gotta go to work.
Yeah, this is true. I think it's funny how someone just admitted to being a retard up in the group.
It's about time.
Both across. Hell, I'm used to being picked on because I have a mental disability, okay, and I was retarded. People always made fun of me in school. I was picked on even by the younger classmen. Classmen? Whatever. As well. All I did was just stand there and take all of the picking. Oh. So you can't do much better. Oh, great. I see some people punching her and blah, 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 blah. This is going absolutely nowhere.
No shit.
So scary. Here it goes. All of you tell Maria, quit being a pussy. And come out, or I'm going to hack her. She knows what I'm capable of. Unblock me, Maria, now!
Wow.
I don't even want to know who the fuck that is. All you had to say was a chick fat as all hell. I'm like, that's a nightmare right there.
No shit, man.
I don't even got to see her. Just hear you say that. No.
It's like you can add me if you want to. And I click the picture. No, never mind.
I was Brittany chick, but she also looks pretty good. Question is, how old are you, bitch? Yeah, well, you're in your 20s, so that's a good thing. Let's see. Look, trying to add me. What the fuck is this bitch trying to add me for? Amy, Jeannie, whatever, Erickson. What the fuck are you trying to add me for, bitch? I already said you were ugly.
You said she was ugly, now she wants to be your friend.
Yeah, what the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck happened to your chin? What the fuck happened to your neck? Go away! Pussy ain't got no neck. Pussy ain't got no neck.
I believe that's pussy ain't got no face.
Well, in this case, pussy ain't got no neck. bitch. Goodbye, you ugly.
Why the hell does this person have to ask stupid questions like, what's the good and bad things of having a PS3 over an Xbox 360? Motherfucker, PS4 and Xbox One are coming out. It's a little late on that.
Oh, man. Who the fuck asked that? And where the fuck they asked that to? Or where? Or from? Or whatever. Hey, so what group is this in that somebody asked that question?
Relax, Havoc. It's not even important. And I'm sure you'll see it eventually.
Must be an all juggalo chat. Hey fam, want to add me? Please send a friend request. I'm blocked.
Don't click it.
I don't plan to. I'll replace her with a hot chick named Elizabeth Ann Brown.
Man, that chick's alright. I deleted that girl off my fucking page though. Oh, she does post the same fucking picture.
Better than that one, just saying, anyone could add me. Richard Offerman goes, as we come up on the Christmas season, if anyone needs a credit card for doing 0% interest for 12 months, PM me.
Yeah.
No. Ah, that bitch, go away, go away. New Faygo. Candy Apple's not that new. Before.
It's like somebody posted up a song, it was that Boondog song, Monster, saying it was a new song. Like, where the fuck have you been at, man?
Usual goes, that is not new. It's been around for a while now, and hell yeah, it's good. But it's been a while. I mean, it was off a while, and then they took it off fucking shelves, you know, and then they put it back.
The hell are we talking about now?
Again, Candy Apple for the Faygo. Let's see. So I Googled Johnny Carango, so I Googled this and everything, and apparently I'm the only motherfucker in the world with a light up Hatchet Man PS3. Ha ha ha, whoop whoop.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Cat Slater. Hold off. Sarah Smink wants to know, smash or pass? Let's put Ghetto G wants to smash.
Man, she's probably ugly as shit.
She's that chick that was fucking, that didn't understand the comment that you put one time before for somebody.
Oh, that dumb, what's her name? Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that bitch, man. Definitely pass. Straight nuke that bitch.
Have fun. Tom C. Class goes, Rip, Steve, Ozzy. Man, why the fuck are we telling Rip all these people go away? Oh my God, no. Make it go away. Make it go away! Like, really? Is there honor of falling lows and lets and play the Joker? Are you fucking out of your damn mind, bitch? Fuck out of here with that. You haven't seen, Man, I just need to get the Joker shit the fuck away from me. Fine, killing him.
Oh, man, you tagged me in this shit.
Michaela Cleveland goes, hey, guys, my boyfriend don't know what a juggalo is. What do I tell him? You're like, no!
Fuck no. That dumbass bitch probably ain't even a juggalo, man.
but probably not. Fucking PS3 or Xbox thing yet.
What?
I probably passed it already.
Like I said, it wasn't even important. Can't even believe you're still looking for it.
People can't spill worse shit, and I just have to sit here and just let my fucking brain get dumber and dumber and dumber from being that shit.
So what the hell is that online shit they got for GTA? What is that shit?
I have no clue. Never even heard of it.
Just go around and kill with people?
Probably. Or go around killing you.
They're talking about there's a bunch of gangs and shit, and how they should start a juggalo gang or something on there. I was like, what the fuck are they even doing on there?
Yeah, right? Yo, Randy Orton rocking something that has pink on it just makes him look gay.
Man, he didn't pull out the full pink shirt like everybody else. He got a black shirt with the pink on it.
Yeah, well. Then again, Dolph Ziggler, that's not really unexpected anyways, because doesn't he usually wear pink anyways? What's the fucking big difference? He's gay with it then, he's gay with it now.
Fucking everybody was wearing a pink shirt. Everybody's gonna continue to wear a pink shirt all month.
Yep.
You saw the end of Raw, right?
Yeah.
How Brie Bella came running out just to see her. Her fucking fiance get DDT'd. Like, really? You came out here just to get a closer view on that?
I mean, you know, I'm surprised Paul Heyman didn't rock anything pink except for the fucking that little fucking simple thing. I mean, you know, he did something pretty gay tonight by proposing the fucking Ryback. So I think pink would definitely fit him.
Yeah, gay as fuck. All the Paul Heyman guys are gay as fuck. It's kind of like a parody of that terrible song that 2 Chainz sings with Gay Ass Lil Wayne and called Rich as Fuck. We'll change it to Gay as Fuck.
Ole! Ole! I think it's funny how, even before all this, Los Matadores, they were already rocking pink. Looking gay with that shit, too.
That's the first time they've been on there.
Yeah. Debut up next.
So I don't know why they said that was the best entrance, man. It wasn't even all that great.
The only reason why they said it was the best entrance is because of the fact they brought out a fucking midget.
Brought out a midget? Yeah, what the fuck? Why does that make it so good?
I have no idea. That's them.
So if I bring out a midget whenever I do my entrance, man, they'll think it's real good?
Probably.
Are they going to have that capability on the next WWE game? I'll come out with a midget.
Eh, maybe. You can try it.
Or maybe I can come out with like a custom manager or something, and it could be a midget. That'd be pretty dope.
That movie actually was good.
And what movie is that?
Metallica's To the Never.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if I didn't have to work, I'd go check it out.
Yeah, right. Who are you kidding? You don't go to the movies.
From time to time, I do. If I really feel like going to see something. If I don't feel like going to it, I'll just download it and check it out that way.
We all know that's how you're going to see that movie.
For the first time ever making their Raw debut. few.
I like how when they were in the ring, they were chanting Primo.
Yeah, you got fucking JBL going, ole, like a retard.
Yeah, I liked how he yelled at the other two because they weren't even talking about the match that was going on.
I think it's funny that fucking Cole fucking told JBL to shut up again because the fucking kept screaming what? Look, it's the midget bull!
Are you in love with the midget bull or something?
Oh, this is really weird.
That's not like they can come out with a real bull or something.
This is true. Los Matadores. I think it's funny how Primo and Epico failed so much that they felt the need to bring them back as Los Matadores.
Yeah, like this is going to be any better.
Yeah, we've been waiting so long for Epico and Primo to return again.
Yeah, they're back now, man. You're watching them.
Yeah. Wow. Seems to be Diego. But I just call him Epico. Hold on, never mind. Call him Primo. Because Primo is Diego. Go, Diego, go! Hey, Diego. Where's fucking, what the hell is her name? Where's Dora at? Maybe the bull is Dora.
Yeah, that's it.
Diego and Fernando, a.k.a. Epico and Primo. We all know who the fuck they are. Just understand. Wait, what's even funnier is the fact that JBO goes, there's something about these guys that seems familiar.
Really?
Back to your line, talking about the Los Matadores seems familiar. I wonder why. Because they're Epico and Primo, dumb shit. I just want him to say something stupid, like something about these guys that seems familiar. I don't even know what to say about that with fucking JBL, moron. So good. I mean, Epico and Primo are from Puerto Rico, but they have them portraying Mexican bullfighters.
Yeah, fuckers.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, look, man, it's our big-titted demon friend. Literally, she got horns now.
Oh, now we know she's an actual demon.
Yeah, it's not just a Halloween costume. Who are you fooling?
I mean, let's get it correct. She's a big-titted demon nurse now.
Yeah. So she probably go vote for her.
And more likely, fucking cat probably try to get. She probably wants me to fucking probably win the same contest. Go figure, it is.
Man, all these other bitches are fucking gross, man. What is this?
I don't know. Well, that might explain why. Because it's the Monica's page.
Oh. Yeah, that explains all the ugly bitches. Well, that's for sure. Miss Looney's gonna win.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shit.
Well, this chick, Shank, looks kind of good. And then, Red Riding Hood. But, Miss Shattuck is ugly as all hell. Yeah. Pirate Skittles. Nasty looking bitch. Raven. No. No. Delilah as Miss Kruger. No.
Nah, dude, man. Miss Looney's the hottest one they got, man.
Yeah. I have to agree. They got some bitch trying to be Xena Warrior Princess. She makes me never want to watch fucking Xena ever again.
Run for your life. Run for your life. Outside, that's important. Nobody says that. Everybody talks about what's on the inside, the tender, juicy inside. No, it's all about appearance. Oh, yeah? And some guy enjoys lunch.
And if I could access my other fucking account, I'd vote for fucking Miss Looney again. But how I just
speaking of which, man, I should go vote for her on the FU Demonica page. How fucking great would that be?
That would be funny as all hell.
See, it's how it's Demonica's page.
No, man. I don't see her winning because so far, Killer Cat's in the win. So far, the fucking win. Well,
that's
because
that damn bitch, man, fucking posts that shit everywhere and begs people.
Yeah. She's begging me. But guess what? I still voted for Ms. Looney. And Ms. Looney didn't even ask me to vote for her.
I know, right? I just happened to see the picture.
Yeah.
It's not for colds. It's not for pain. It's just for sleep. Because sleep is a beautiful thing. The non-habit forming sleep aids from the
mirror. How these bitches look nasty, though. You're right about that.
The days are getting shorter. Awesome. Now
things can get started at Fridays even earlier.
Because there's one bitch trying to look like fucking... Harley Quinn.
I mean, it's not that they're ugly. It's just like their fucking costumes are just pretty pointless as well.
No. The chick that's trying to pretend to be, you know, Warrior Princess.
It's just flat out ugly.
I mean, it's the point where... I think what's funny is the fact that they're getting stupid prizes.
Wait, what happened?
I said they're getting stupid prizes, though. That's the funny thing.
What did I get?
First place prize, your choice of a set of Fluffies. Fluffy Puffs. 80 per side, 160 in total, two colors max. Or a set of full dreads, two colors max. Second prize, place prize, one pair of single clip extensions, pink. Pick from below. And our third place prize, this match, riddle box set on berets. One green with purple center, one with purple. With green center.
So, if they win, they get to turn into Chewbacca.
Yes.
Woo!
Apparently, this movie wants to turn into Chewbacca.
Don't she already wear that shit?
Yes.
Yeah. All these juggalettes and shit, man, be looking like Chewbacca and shit.
Yeah, what's funny is, I think the only light that I've met is the authentic Chewbacca.
Wait, what? Did you say you dated the only girl that actually looks like Chewbacca?
Yeah. That would be his theory.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't really trying to look like Chewbacca. It just happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody else wants to try for that look. For her, it comes naturally.
It's so damn true.
Which I'll never understand why bitches want to wear that shit all the time.
Who the fuck knows? And then they had the fucking, like, the lizard-looking eyes and shit. What the fuck?
Like, isn't that the reason you shave your legs? So you don't have hair like that growing out?
I mean, shit, but like, I mean, like, if you really want your hair, like, if you really want to look like Chewbacca, just don't shave.
Yeah, I know. Or maybe that's a way they hide their hairy-ass legs.
That's a very big possibility there, too.
Because bitches be wearing them all the fucking time. And just imagine what they look like if they took them off. Like, oh, what the fuck?
Like, I'll make you a deal. You come near me as long as I get to shave you first.
Yeah, be like, yeah, come here, let me shave your legs.
Yeah. And best thing is, I have an electric razor, so that will help even more.
Bust out the hedge clippers.
No, the weed whacker.
Yeah, right, you break the fucking blade and shit.
Fine. I'll break out the lawnmower instead.
Man, then he's going to kill the bitch.
Don't worry, I'll set it on low. I just...
Oh, lawnmowers come with speeds now, huh? usually there's like one speed. You turn it on and that's it.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Fucking riding lawnmowers must have some kind of speed onto them.
Oh, you're definitely going to kill the bitch then if it's a riding lawnmower. It's big as fuck.
Well, look on the bright side. At least you won't be hairy anymore.
freshly shaved and dead.
Oh, at least, you know, she ain't got to worry about going to the fucking hell with hairy legs.
I guess so.
She'll be completely bald from head to toe.
And in pieces.
Don't worry. I'll keep your boobs in perfect fucking condition.
Oh, yeah. Let's see you do that.
I'll just shave around your boobs.
Yeah. That just sounds very simple.
Fine. Fine. I'll use a machete. Whack, whack, whack. Right into the jungle.
Wow. Well, I'm sure your machete's real sharp. You just slide it down her legs.
Yeah. Taking her leg off in the process. Ding, dong, ding.
The fuck are you naming your Chinese kids?
Ding dong, ching ling a hong yong. There you go.
That's what it sounded like you were doing.
And then the last one would be called bling bling.
Man, that'd be like a black kid.
I named you, like they say,
black people name their kids after things they can't afford.
Yeah.
Like Porsche.
Yeah. Bling bling.
Or like Diamond.
Son, I named you bling bling. Now go to school and get your ass kicked.
Now go to school and get your ass kicked.
Well, with a name like that, they're bound to get their asses kicked.
Yeah, for their bling bling.
Yeah.
Their 50 cent piece that they go to Kmart.
Yeah, and a fucking little fucking machine.
Exactly, dumbass. What the hell do you think I meant?
And they just bought a fucking 50 cent thing of bling bling from the fucking shelf. Like fucking Barbie jewelry or something like that.
Man, that's what they put in them fucking machines, man.
But yet we're talking about fucking chicks with hairy legs.
It's disturbing that you're relieving yourself on the telephone.
Well, we all gotta go sometime.
Yeah, but you tend to go every time we're on the phone.
Yeah. But there's times where I just play tracks and go during the track.
Barely do that.
This is very true.
What the hell? They're going to play this fucking movie again?
What are they playing?
Fast Five.
Oh, yeah.
Just got done playing and now it's coming on again.
Apparently they want you to watch it that much.
Like, what the fuck, man? I've already seen that damn movie.
Yeah. Many damn times.
Yeah. They're already working on a Fast 7.
Yeah, no, right? That Fast 6 just came out.
Yeah. It was a pretty good movie, though.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it yet, but the fact that they're just coming out with another one, that we don't need to see another one.
Yeah, guess who they're bringing back on that one?
I don't really want to know.
They're bringing back that Lucas Black dude, that dude that was from Tokyo Drift.
The fuck are they bringing him back for?
I'm not sure.
Fucked in Tokyo Drift.
Seeing how Tokyo Drift had nothing to do with any of the movies.
Well, apparently, Tokyo Drift was apparently supposed to be the prelude to Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with them.
But instead, they decided to bring it in as the fucking third movie.
I should have just stopped after the second one.
No, they should have just stopped after the first one.
Well, the second one was pretty good. I mean, you know. Then it should have stopped.
Yeah, you think they would have, but they don't. Oh, man, yo, Chad Walker is pretty damn good. All that's really in this one is just, looks like cocoa powder. Oh, yeah, that's in Spanish. A fusion of water, black tea, black pepper, ginger, cardamom, cinnamon, cloves, star anise, natural flavors, cane sugar, syrup, honey, cocoa powder, ginger, juice, natural flavors, acacia, gum. Yeah, fuck out of here. I didn't mean to say that shit. I fucking love this shit, though. It's good. You know, I wanted to make a fucking strawberry one of these. Strawberry chai latte. Or cherry chai latte. Or karate chai latte.
Please stop making up shit.
I would if they'd stop making up shit too. Calories or whatever. Oh, no, for damn fucking well sure. They're just French fries and crinkle. Someone commented on her page, on her fucking status saying, Skeet.
Ah, Skeet,
Funny thing is, she goes, Will Torbert, what is skeet?
Ask your mama.
He responded with ejaculate.
Dumbass.
You got some dude named Sierra Davis that going, if I was a nigga, pass, you edited Good.
Bitch is busted as fuck.
I just think it's funny how that theater says, if I was a nigga. So apparently if she was a nigga, she'd say smash.
Well, that's a no then for her.
Yeah, why do you gotta be a nigga in order to say smash?
I don't know, because black people usually like ugly white chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Or really fat white chicks.
Well, I'm white and I prefer, I'm fucking
ugly. I said black people, motherfucker. But anyway, you're white and...
I would not go for a fucking ugly fat bitch. That's white.
So you go for an ugly fat black chick.
I'd go for Kishani, whatever.
What the fuck are you saying?
Man, you try to pronounce that bitch's name, Kish.
Her name's Kish.
Or Keshana. Or Keshanina. Whatever the fuck called.
Wow.
Fine, I'll just call her English. Because clearly her name... Yeah, because clearly her first name is not English.
Man, that chick ain't black.
The fuck is she then?
Nor is she fat.
She ain't fat, but what the fuck is she? Is she black? Is she Spanish? Is she just... Like,
man,
albino?
Did you say albino?
Yes.
My guess is towards, like, the Hispanic side, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I was gonna say, or she like reverse albino.
Reverse albino. So that would mean she would be normal.
Or blacker than black.
Blacker than black. Black like the night.
Yeah, burnt.
Burnt.
Yeah, burnt black.
Is she on fire too?
It's a very good possibility. Brittany Wiggle. Whatever the fuck your last name is.
Did you just say wiggle?
I did.
That was quite disturbing.
Well, either her last name is Wiggle, Weagle, or Wiggle.
Speaking of wiggling, you seen that fat bitch in that group lately, you know, with her eye rolling around?
Oh, thank God. You know what, just for the hell of things, just randomly, I should go to a random track real quick. even though we're going to be kicked off here in about 8 minutes.
I see. Well, then just hang out, motherfucker.
All right. Peace.